the rest of the story. The Congressional Medal of Honor is, of course, the highest decoration for bravery in battle awarded by the United States of America. The citation reads, quote, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity involving risk of life above and beyond the call of duty in action with the enemy. And no soldier deserved that tribute more than Private First Class Desmond T. Doss. His story is the rest of the story. Native of Lynchburg, Virginia, Private Doss served as a member of the 77th Infantry Division on Okinawa during World War II. He was with Company B on the morning of May 1, 1945, as they advanced on the enemy. In order to reach a strategically critical plateau, the men had to scale a sheer 50-foot cliff. They did so, and yet when they'd made it to the top, the enemy hit them with everything they had: artillery, mortar, machine gun fire, and all day long, soldiers died by the dozen. But one of the soldiers in Company B refused to take cover. He was Private Doss. He knew he had to get his wounded buddies behind the lines, so he improvised a rope sling by which men could be lowered down the face of that cliff. Hours on end, Doss risked his life dragging his hurting comrades to the edge of the cliff, lowering them one at a time to safety. By nightfall, the men in Company B were shaking their heads. Private Doss was more than a hero, they said. He was charmed, continually exposed to the most ferocious enemy fire. He seemed miraculously invulnerable to it. So profoundly convinced of this were some that they sought to stay near the brave private, hoping to be similarly protected. But days and weeks passed, the battlefields changed, and the dauntless Private Doss continued to distinguish himself under fire. His reputation grew to more and more heroic proportions. And then on the 21st of May, Doss was seriously wounded in the legs by a grenade. But instead of calling another man from cover to assist him, Doss treated his own injuries as best he could and waited 5 hours for litter bearers. And even when help arrived, Doss declined the help. There were other wounded soldiers in worse shape, he insisted. And yet, as the litter bearers were taking those other soldiers to safety, Doss was hit again. This time he suffered a compound fractured arm. Nobody could imagine how he did what he did next, but he, with two useless legs, managed to bind his own shattered arm to a rifle stock and crawl 300 yards to cover over rugged terrain. That's just what he did. His valor ultimately won for him his nation's highest honor, the splendid, almost superhuman bravery demonstrated by Private First Class Desmond T. Doss would speak even more eloquently to posterity. Because what he taught us was that sometimes it requires the greatest courage not to fight. You see, Private Doss, a devout Seventh-day Adventist, never worked on Saturday, never fired a gun. Private Doss, who received the highest tribute this country can pay a soldier, was a member of the Medical Corps, a conscientious objector to war. But now you know the rest of the story.